As we look at the word today, I want to look at Matthew chapter 25, and a story that, I think is very familiar to us. I guess I say that a lot because I think these stories are familiar. If you've been a believer for any length of time, you've been through the word many, many times. And so the stories do seem familiar. But the beauty of it is, every time you look at the stories or every time you look at the Word of God, you always find, even though you're familiar with the stories, there's always new truth, new revelation, deeper things, or things that pertain to your life that day. That's a truth or an encouragement or direction or guidance or counsel for you specifically. So even though this is familiar, I want to read about the parable of the talents. So this starts in Matthew 25, verse number 14. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received 2 talents gained 2 more. But he'd received 1 talent, went away, dug a hole in the ground, and hid the master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I've gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Also, the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I've gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one who had received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid, and I went away and I hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy slave. You know that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore take away the talent from him and give it to the one who had 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given. And he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. So again, we've heard that before. And, you know, we usually tend to focus just specifically, and we'll look at this, but we tend to usually focus specifically on the last individual, the one who had been given the 1 talent and just buried it, and it was taken away from him. And we'll talk about that in a second. But what I want us to see is, as we look at these things, I want to first of all look at those first two. So the first servant had 5 talents entrusted to him by the master. And he took those 5 talents, and in the time he had, he invested those 5 talents, he utilized them, and he gained more, which he then gave back to the master. Then we have the second servant who had the 2 talents given to him, and he did the same thing. He invested it, he worked it, and he brought back 2 more talents, which he gave to the master. In both cases, the master said, in regards to their work, to their efforts, and it's work that they did for the master. There was work involved. They did some effort. They put forth effort on behalf of the master. And because they did that and they got something back, the response that they got from the master is the response that we want to have. He said, Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. I'll put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of the master. You know, those are the words that we want to hear. We want to hear Jesus saying, enter into my joy. The reality is that each one of us has been given talents, abilities. Each one of us has been given things to do. Jesus has given us things, responsibilities. Now, we can look at the talents and we can say that the talents are the gifts that he's given us. Yes, that's true. You can also look at the talents because talents was money. You can say that it's the money that he gave us. Yes, that's true also. But it's also, consider that anything that Jesus has given you, it still belongs to him, but it's yours, and it's yours to do something with. So we can even extrapolate on that and say that there are things that Jesus has given each one of us to do. There are things to do in our lives. There's things to do to serve him. And that's what this is coming down to. These are servants. their role and their purpose is to serve the master. And so the master has entrusted things for them to do. Two did, one did not. One did no service at all. Now again, we can consider this, we can apply this truth to money, we can apply this truth to the talents and abilities he's given us, but we can also apply it to the assignments that he's given to us. The truth of the matter is, if you serve Jesus Christ, you are serving the Master. And so he has assignments for you. He has things for you to do today, this week, this month, this year, this lifetime. He has things for you to do. You are serving the Master. What's the role of the servant? It's to serve the Master. You're serving Jesus Christ. Your role is to serve the Master. It's not to serve yourself. It's not to serve you and to make your life as comfortable as possible. Now, don't misunderstand me. You can see by the example of these two servants, the two servants who did the work, the two servants who invested, the two servants who used both the ability that the Master gave them and the talents or the money that the Master gave them, they did the assignments that was given to them, and they had an abundance. And what he said is, look, I'm going to give you more. If you serve yourself in this life, you're always going to wind up being frustrated, and you're always going to wind up feeling like, I never have enough. It doesn't matter how much, I can have two jobs, but I never seem to have enough. If you're serving yourself, you will always wind up being frustrated because your priorities are out of order. You're a servant to the Lord Jesus Christ. That means your first concern is Him. Your first thoughts are Him. Your first desires are for Him, not for self. If you think about Him, He will, look, He's already thinking about you because He's already done everything for you. He's provided everything that you need for this life and the life to come. He could do no more to demonstrate His love and the depth of His love for you. He's done everything for you, so why would you doubt that He would not do everything for you in this life in all manner of things, including meeting the needs that you have? But if you make the priority of your life serving yourself instead of serving Him, if it's, well, I got to take care of myself, I got to take care of making sure I've got the house, I got the car, I've got the job, I have some weekends to do some fun things, I got some tickets to some games or some concerts I want to go see, you know, these are things that I've worked hard for, I deserve them, I'm taking care of myself. If that's what your priority is, you're always going to wind up being frustrated. You will never feel the satisfaction because you will never be where you think you should be or where you want to be because your priorities are wrong. You're a servant. As a servant, you're supposed to serve the Master. If you serve the Master first, if you make Him the priority, if you think about Him first, He will. He's already provided everything, but you will see the manifestation of all of His provision in your life, and you won't feel the frustration. Because what did He say to these, with these three individuals, these three servants? That which the one had who didn't do the work, who did not use the abilities, who did not use the money, who did not fulfill the assignment, the Master took from him and gave to the others. And He says, to whom, well, let's look and read this exactly as it says it. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has talents. For everyone who has, more will be given. And he'll have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does not shall be taken away. What's that saying? All right, so the one servant who did not fulfill what he was supposed to do, he did not serve the Master. He did no work. He didn't do the assignment that was given to him. He did no work whatsoever. He took the talent that was entrusted to him, and he buried it in the ground. So in other words, God gave him, as he gave the other two, an assignment. He gave him an assignment, and he gave him the ability. He gave him the wherewithal. He gave him the talent, whether you consider it the ability or whether you consider it additionally to be the resources. He gave him all that he needed to do the work that he'd assigned him to do. But this third servant didn't do the work. He did nothing. He buried it. He was thinking of self. He wasn't thinking about the Master. Even his words say he was thinking of self. Well, I was afraid. Well, I know you, and I didn't want to take any chances. He's thinking about himself. That is selfish thinking. That's not thinking about the Master first. Because he was thinking about self, he wound up having that which was entrusted to him taken away and given to those who were doing. But please do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying this is a works mentality. See, everything that you have in Jesus Christ is given to you not based upon your works or anything you could ever do. It's given to you out of the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ and of discussion. You've done nothing and you can never do anything to be worthy. However, that doesn't preclude the fact that when we are believers and we've accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, we become His servants. And He does expect us to do the work that He has before us. He's given each one of us assignments, things to do, things to accomplish in this life. He's given each one of us assignments. And He's given each one of us the talent, the resources to do what He's asked us to do. The question comes down to, what is my priority? Am I first going to serve the Master, or am I first going to serve myself? Now, we also tend to get caught up in the mindset of, if you're serving Jesus Christ, you're rewarded based upon how much you do. You know, we look at it and the flesh says, well, to really be effective in ministry, someone whose ministry is truly effective is someone whose ministry has reached millions as opposed to someone whose ministry has reached tens. By our definition, we would say that the one who's reached millions has had the more effective ministry than the one who's reached tens. But that's not the way the equation works here when you look at the talents and the distribution. Because God gave all three, He gave them different talents. One had five, one had two, one had one. Now the one who had five doubled it. He had five more. The one who had two also doubled. He had two more. The truth of the matter is, the one who had five, he had actually produced 2.5 times more results than the one who had two. So by our standard of measurement, we would say the one who had five had actually a greater work, a greater return, a greater ministry. We would grade that person higher. They had 2.5 times the outcome, 2.5 times the results as the one who had two. But if you look, the Master gave them both the exact same reward. It's not the quantity of the return. It's the quality of the return. Jesus has given you and I. He's given you. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're not free from this. You can't escape this. There are assignments that He's given you to do. There are things that He has provided for you to do, even today. Because you and I serve Him. We serve Him. And it's not the quantity of the results, it's the quality. This is what it comes down to. Am I doing the things that Jesus told me to do? You see, the third servant was not doing the things that Jesus told him to do. He did his own thing. Out of selfishness, out of fear, he did his own thing. He didn't do what he was told to do, what the Master had said to do. See, I can try to do things for Jesus Christ that I think are going to be pleasing to Jesus. But if I'm not listening to the Holy Spirit and I'm not doing the things that the Holy Spirit has told me to do, I'm not going to get that satisfaction. And I'm not going to see the ultimate results. I might see numbers where I can see that people are touched. But what's the overall results? What's the overall, what is the ongoing produce? What's the ongoing fruit that comes from that? You and I need to be obeying, know what the Holy Spirit has called us to do today. Be open to it. And when He tells you to move, you move. And when He tells you to do, you do. You obey and do what He says. Not what the world or what the flesh would say, well, this is the thing to do. I believe there's a lot of people that are doing things because they think it's going to be pleasing to Jesus Christ that He never asked them to do. And He has other things to do that in their mind probably is not nearly as grandiose or is not nearly as awe-inspiring. And if it's left up to us, we're going to do that which is more grandiose and awe-inspiring than we're going to do. Well, there's really lesser rewards for that. But if that's what He told us to do, that's where the greatest harvest is going to be. It may not look like it to our natural eyes, but that's where the greatest harvest is going to be. When we read the story about the talents, we need to understand that He's the Master, we are the servants. He's given each one of us talents. And He expects us to work with and to use those talents and to bring a harvest for Him. Now, He will give us. It's His. He's given us the talents. He's given us the resources. He will work through us to bring those things, but we still have to be the ones that plant the seeds. We still have to be the ones that do the work. He's given each one of us an assignment. And He's given us the abilities to do the assignment, and He's given us the resources to do it. But we have to know what is the assignment. Because if we don't do the assignment, then we're being selfish. We're thinking about self. We're not thinking about Him. And we're going to wind up getting the same results that that third servant had. And think about how frustrated he was when what was given to him was taken away because he didn't utilize it. Now think about how many times we get frustrated because we can work and work and work, but we never seem to get ahead in life. It's because we're serving self first when we should be serving Him first. If we serve the Master first, if we serve Jesus Christ first, you'll have more than enough, because that's what His Word says. And He will entrust more to you as well.